Haunted parsonages, ministry in places of spiritual attack. One of the less talked about challenges of ministry is serving in a home that feels spiritually strained. These places, called parsonages, vicarages, or rectories, are tied to the church and the pastor's family life. It's possible for pastors and their families to face disturbances that go beyond normal stress and problems. Unexplained noises, oppressive atmospheres, sudden conflicts, or a feeling of heaviness can be signs. A haunted parsonage isn't new. There are stories of old clergy homes where strange things happened. Bells rang without anyone pulling them, footsteps echoing in empty hallways, objects moved on their own, and shadowy figures appeared. Sometimes, the happenings started right after a new minister moved in. They often went up when the household focused on prayer, evangelizing, or confronting sin, as if pushing back darkness provoked a response. From a biblical view, this fits with what Scripture teaches about spiritual warfare. Ephesians 6 verse 12 reminds believers that struggles aren't just against people, but against spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. Pastors are on the front lines. They preach the truth, pray for the broken, and lead people out of bonds. It turns a home into a place where light shines brighter and darkness pushes back harder when it's dedicated to ministry. A parsonage is both a family residence and an extension of the church's mission. A spiritual attack isn't dramatic like in movies. It's more subtle and wears on everyone at once. Families report persistent discouragement. Sleep gets disrupted by unexplained sounds or a choking sense of fear at night. Relationships get strained when tension comes from nowhere. Physical ailments flare up without a clear medical reason. The atmosphere in a house feels thick, like joy is being drained from it. There are unusual obstacles, like key people pulling away or resources running out. There are broader patterns of demonic oppression and harassment. The Gospels show that evil spirits can influence people and environments. Jesus cast out demons that tormented people and disrupted communities, and the apostles dealt with the same forces. Many in ministry recognize that opposition can manifest in homes connected to spiritual leadership. A parsonage isn't just a house, it's where the pastor's family lives out the gospel. If ministers think their home is under attack, what should they do? The first thing they have to do is pray. The name of Jesus gives believers power over evil spirits. Regular, intentional prayer over your home is essential. You can anoint door frames and rooms with oil as a sign of consecration. You can talk about God's protection and victory. It's easy to find shelter under the Almighty's wings in Psalm 91. The second thing to do is check out the spiritual health of the household. Unconfessed sin, bitterness, or occult influences from previous occupants can open doors. Repentance and forgiveness close those doors. Invite trusted believers to pray through the house, breaking any lingering strongholds. Also, keep practical boundaries. Stay away from fear, which amplifies the enemy's tactics. Focus on worship to shift the atmosphere. Play uplifting music, read scripture with your family, and keep fellowship strong. Stay connected to other ministers who get it, because isolation makes attacks worse. The fourth thing to remember is that not every problem is demonic. Stress, fatigue, and normal life pressures play a role too. Discernment is key. Talk to experienced leaders. Sometimes you'll need professional help with your mental or physical health along with spiritual work. Ministry in a pressured home can strengthen faith. When attacks come, they confirm that the spiritual realm is real and the power of Christ is real. The goal isn't to live in paranoia, but to live in vigilance. Pastors come out of these seasons more compassionate and reliant on God. Heaven and hell have long clashed quietly in parishes. The minister who serves there needs to stand firm, armed with truth, righteousness, faith, and the Word of God. It's God's battle, and victory is already assured by the cross. Ultimately, these homes can be a testament to God's sustaining grace in the face of unseen evil.